This segment is sponsored by Tanzanian Royalty Exploration, whose 2 million ounce feasibility stage Buckreef Gold Project is slated for commercial production in 2014. With $30 million in working capital, the company is sufficiently capitalized to complete feasibility work and finalize ongoing discussions with lending institutions regarding debt financing options. Legendary gold trader Jim Sinclair has invested $32 million of his own money into the company, which is partnering Buckreef with Stemeco, the state mining company of Tanzania. Tanzanian Royalty also has royalty agreements with production companies such as Barrick and Jinchuan Mining, the largest nickel producer in China. Tanzanian Royalty Exploration, symbol TNX in Canada and TRX on the New York Stock Exchange. This is King World News. I'm Eric King, and you're about to hear from Gerald Celente. Remember to go to our homepage, kingworldnews.com, for more interviews where we've already had Jim Rickards and Mark Fauber. But without any further delay, here is Gerald Celente. Joining us now is Gerald Celente. He is director of the Trends Research and author of Trends Tracking and Trends 2000 and publisher of the Trends Journal, and is considered by many to be the top trends forecaster in the world. Gerald, as you know, I'm reaching out to you on a day here where the Fed has liquefied Europe, has liquefied the European banking system. What are your thoughts on that, Gerald?
Well, you could see it coming. You know, go back 2 weeks ago. The headline in the Wall Street Journal, banks face funding stress. European institutions resort to potentially risky swaps to generate liquidity. That's white shoe boy language for the loan sharks can't collect on their bets, and they're coming up with new schemes and trying to squeeze money out of the system to keep their Ponzi scheme going. So let's cut through the baloney over here. So that's what's going on. I mean, you read the first paragraph of this. And remember, this is 2 weeks ago. European banks increasingly concerned about their ability to access funding are devising complex and potentially risky new deals that enable them to continue borrowing from the European central banks. The banks' moves, which include behind-the-scenes swapping of assets among financial institutions, could heighten risk across Europe's already fragile financial system. No kidding. These are backdoor deals. The whole thing is a rigged game. Only an imbecile would believe what's going on now. They have to keep the Ponzi scheme going. Read the language. The language is very, very important. And when you read the language today about the world central banks act to ease market strains, here's what they say. The display of worldwide coordination was meant to restore confidence in the global financial system and to demonstrate that central banks will do what they can to prevent a repeat of 2008. So let's take the first giveaway line over there. Was meant to restore confidence in the global financial system. Confidence. Confidence game. Con men. Con artists. You got it? It's all a con game. And they're conning the people into thinking that the central banks will do what they can to prevent a repeat of 2008. Look, there's nothing new about this. We found out last year through that one-time reporting that was mandated by the Dodd-Frank bill that the Federal Reserve dumped $16 trillion, with a T, $16 trillion worth of our money to the Deutsche Bank bandits, the Credit Suisse swindlers, the Anglo-Irish mob. You name the group out there. Every one of these loan sharks got our money. This is nothing more than what Bernie Madoff, the king of Ponzi, said. One was that when he got into the Wall Street game, he knew the club took care of its members. And number two, it's nothing more than one big Ponzi scheme. And that's all this is. And from the king of Ponzi, I believe him. And here's the deal, Eric. What they're doing is they're suckering in the people to keep playing the market. Keep playing the market. Hey, everything's okay. Everything's okay. You can't pay back your bad debt now. You're going to give the money junkies more money so they could keep their addict going, their addiction going. That's all this is. This solved nothing. It's added new debt on top of old debt, and they make us to believe that we're a bunch of imbeciles, and by them doing this dirty deal, hey, everything's okay. Just sit tight. It's all right.
Gerald, when you look at this, I mean, obviously the Fed liquefied the system in 2008. Here we are in 2011. They're doing it again.
You know, there's no conspiracy theory. Follow the money. As I said, go back last year. Look at what the Fed has been doing. As I said, it's between $16 to $20 trillion that they've been pumping into the system. And so what it is that, you know, just follow the names. Who is the guy that brought down MF Global recently, which I got shafted on? John Corzine. Where did he come from? Goldman Sachs. Hey, what was the name of the Treasury Secretary under Bush? That was Henry Paulson, wasn't it? Salenti? Yeah. Where was he from? Oh, he too. He was the CEO of Goldman Sachs after Corzine left. And how come this MF Global thing collapsed? And where was the Commodities Future Trading Commission that's supposed to be watching this from not happening? Well, who was ahead of that? Gee, I think Gary Gensler. Gary Gensler. That name sounds familiar. Yeah. He worked with Corzine at Goldman Sachs. You keep going down the line. You know, who's that new head that they just put in over there in Italy to solve the situation? Oh, a banker. Banker? Yeah, what was his name? Oh, they call him Super Mario Monty. Yeah, how about Three Card Monty? You know, Three Card comes from? Oh, Three Card? Well, he was an international advisor to Goldman Sachs. And you go down the list. You put all the pieces together. You know, people talk about the Rothschilds. The Rothschilds would be jealous to see what the Goldman Sachs gang is pulling off now. So when I see this is just a con game. And anybody that sees the game, all they have to do, again, is follow the money. And where's the money going? Look what gold did. Boom, it shot up. Look what silver did. Bam. Everybody knows what's going on. They're devaluing our currency. They're buying their way out of this by putting the debt on the back of the people. It's as simple as that.
Gerald, you're right, absolutely. Gold and silver did soar today. What about going forward? The only way to protect yourself is through physical ownership of gold and silver?
That, for me, I don't give financial advice. That's all I have. And as you well know, I got shafted by MF Global. I lost six figures. And I was taking delivery. This was no speculation. I bought April contract at 1443 to take delivery in December, and now it's what, 1750. So I've been putting money in my account to take delivery, and even that wasn't good enough. And I'm telling everybody out there, we're putting out our top trends for 2012, and one of them is going to be economic martial law. The whole system is collapsing. And they're going to squeeze every penny out of everybody. They've done it before. They're still going to do it again. Remember what they did with FDR. Oh, wonderful FDR. They called a bank holiday. Holiday. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You can't get your money out. And when you get it out, they devalue it like they did with FDR when the dollar was pegged to gold and they made people turn in their gold at $21.62 an ounce and then re-peg gold right after they got it all in to $35 an ounce. They never tell you that in college, do they? No, they don't tell you that at Harvard or Princeton and Yale, the Bullets, Bombs, and Banks Club. They feed us with this baloney. Oh, that they were helping us. Oh, they called a bank holiday. There was a run on the bank. No, there wasn't a run on the bank. The run was that in those days, you could turn in your dollar for gold. And the smart money was running to the bank to turn their money into gold. Look what happened in 2002 when they had called a bank holiday in Argentina. You couldn't get your money out. And they devalued it and then devalued it again. And they'd only let you take a little bit out at a time. We are going to have an economic 9/11. They're going to call an economic martial law. You mark my words, the first quarter of 2012. And anybody that doesn't have their money on them, it's going to get MF'd just like I was F'd.
Gerald, let me ask you this then. As you call for this economic martial law to come into play here in first quarter 2012, what should people be doing right now then to protect themselves ahead of this?
Again, I only could speak for myself. You have Gerald Celente's GC's 3 G's, guns, gold, and a getaway plan. The merger of state and corporate powers, by definition, is called fascism. and fascism has come to America. All you have to do is look at the dirty deed the Fed dealt today. The merger of state and corporate powers. We have to bail out the loan sharks. You want to know four words that killed American capitalism? Too big to fail. It's anti-capitalist to bail out too big to fail. Capisce? It's anti-capitalist to bail out banks. You got it? The whole game is rigged. And everybody should understand that. They are going to rob us blind in broad daylight. They're doing it now. And I'm telling you, I got effed by MF Global. They're going to F you too. And I don't care who you have your money with. Why do you think they came up with those stories as you heard from a little kid? You know, people used to take their money and put it in their mattress because they didn't trust anybody. That's right. Who can you trust? The Lehman Brothers? Oh, how about the Merrill Lynch mob? Goldman Sachs gang? You know, who do you want to trust? Infidelity? I mean, come on. If you don't have the money, you don't own it.
Then let me ask you, Gerald, I know you don't give financial advice, but I'm just hearing in your voice the only way to protect yourself is through owning physical gold and silver.
That's all I have. And the one that I bought on time, like a layaway plan, where you put money down and then when the time comes to come and pick it up, I never got it. The store was closed. Gone. And that's the other thing. People should watch what's happening in front of their eyes. Look, remember that Dominique Strauss-Kahn character? And they gave him a perp walk. They sent him to Rikers Island. Boy, oh boy, the press tried and convicted him in the media before he was brought to trial. But not a perp walk for John Corzine. Not for the white shoe boys. No, 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 no. Now, he's too busy holding, you know, $35,000 a plate dinners. This guy screwed 35,000 people and brought down the commodities and options markets. He's destroyed them single-handedly. You don't see any perp walk for him. Justice is only for just us. J-U-S-T-U-S. And people, I'm giving you this warning. The Trends Journal, the top trends of 2012 are coming out in a few weeks. One of them is going to be economic martial law. And if you think I'm being overreacting, go to YouTube. Well, there he is. Biden campaigning for John Corzine. Now, you go back to the videotape, and you had me on your show, and I warned everybody in 2009 that when Obama gets into office, there's a high probability they may call a bank holiday. Well, you can now hear Joe Biden talking to John Slime Corzine and saying, you know, when we went into office, the first day we arrived after the inauguration, top on the list was whether or not we'd call a bank holiday. That's right. Joe Biden saying it, just as I predicted. And then who did we call up? We had 30 economists there from right, center, and left. But there was one person that we wanted to talk to for his sage advice, John Corzine. So if they were going to call it in 2009, and now you're watching the European markets unravel, and the boys are pumping trillions of dollars in there to keep the Ponzi scheme going. You think it's going to happen in 2012 and the odds have been raised? So what's going to tick it off? A number of things, and we'll be talking about what those possibilities can be as we come closer to putting out the top trends of 2012.
And Gerald, as always, for the listeners globally, I'm going to ask you, for people who want to subscribe to the Trends Journal, how do they do that? Website information, what could you give them there?
TrendsJournal.com, TrendsJournal.com.
Gerald Celente, director of the Trends Research and author of Trend Tracking and Trends 2000 and publisher of the Trends Journal. Thank you for joining us on King World News.
Hey, Eric, it's always great being on with you.
Be sure to tune in as we will continue to release interviews with the top people in the world throughout the week. Also, check out the King World News blog, where this past couple of weeks we had Chris Whalen, Andrew McGuire, Eric Sprott, Peter Schiff, Ben Davies, Mark Faber, Jim Rickards, James Turk, Michael Pinto, Robin Griffiths, Gerald Celente, John Hathaway, John Embry, and Martin Armstrong.